Our eyes were opened and suddenly we could see. There is a way out after all. For so long, we had felt the limitations of our material life, but no way out. And then there was a way out, after all. Spiritual life. Yes, we were ready. But now, not so easy. Not so sure. Not the same. That is the clearing stage of devotional service. So that is difficult. In the beginning, we are ready to make some heartfelt commitment. And then it waters down. And then, not so heartfelt anymore, but still some sort of commitment. Compromised. We become compromised. And many will stay there for the rest of their life and keep it like that. And of course, there is advancement because the mercy of this movement is very great. But will it be enough? Enough to take us back to the spiritual world? I don't know. If one really wants to go back to Godhead, then it's not enough to just be there. If we really want to go back to the spiritual world, then we have to make a special endeavor. These days, that doesn't happen so often. It doesn't happen so often. When Srila Prabhupada was personally present, he would drive his men to do things that were difficult. Like, for example, when Prabhupada visited the press in Los Angeles, and he asked the devotees, or he told the devotees, that I'm translating Chaitanya Charitamrita, but you're not publishing. Then the press manager stepped forward and said, well, Srila Prabhupada, we've had a meeting and we discussed and we think that we can produce one volume a month. And Prabhupada said, one volume a month? That's too slow. There were 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Prabhupada said, I want all 17 volumes in 2 months. That's impossible. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. And then somehow or other, they did it. With difficulty, but they did it. So that was when Prabhupada was present. He was in his final days. He had a great urgency to spread his mission all over the world. And the devotees were young. They were free. They were not married. They were full of energy. And Prabhupada was just harnessing all that youthful energy and said, let's go. And they went. They did so many things. But now we are in the established phase. The temple has been built. To build the temple, so much money had to be collected. But now it's going on. It's all going on. Everything is there. Yes, Gati Yatra, every year, you know, on that brick field corner, you know, it's good parking, nice. Yes, same. So, where is the challenge? Of course, there are different kinds of challenges. Challenges of conquering new frontiers. Who's ready to go to China? Who's thought about it? I did. Maybe I'll go after some time when I'm a little more free and just a little busier. But I'm thinking about it. Anybody else? China? Monica? Not so sure. China? Any ladies to go to China? But some are going to China to study in China. Somehow or other, some devotees wind up in China. What can I say? Our Lokabandhu's granddaughter is now in China, studying in China. Austere. But yes, Prabhupada had that spirit to somehow or other reach out everywhere to everyone and send devotees everywhere. And, you know, that spirit is, of course, the challenge. So that's one approach. That is one thing that is required if we want to go back to Godhead, that adventurous spirit. Then there is something else, and that is steadiness. Steadiness. Yes. The mind is wavering. The mind goes everywhere. Chanchalam Hima Krishna. The mind is restless. So steadiness means to conquer the mind and to just remain fixed and somehow or other. Every day, always, always be committed. All the time. But that is also required. Patience, the third one, is also required. Somehow or other, patience is needed for going back to Godhead. But that is our goal, and that must be it. And one might say, why does it have to be so difficult? But the truth is, it's not difficult. It's just that we make it all difficult. It's not so difficult. It's like, mostly we are feasting, not fasting very often. And even then, we find ways to make it shorter. There are ways. I saw all the messages about the Ramnavami fasting, and is the break fast at noon, or is the break fast at sunset? And finally, there were quotes coming that sunset, sunset it is, then others came, but Prabhupada in Vrindavan and Mayapur, many years successively, was serving prasadam at 2 o'clock, full feast, everything. Then Shamasundar came in, and Shamasundar said that in the Ramayana, it mentions that Lord Ramachandra appeared during Purnavasu Nakshatra. So Purnavasu Nakshatra, he explained, he calculated, since he's an astrologer, he said that was 12 noon. Hey. Oh, astrological evidence. Oh, in favor of the stomach. Any argument in favor of the stomach. Because austerity is not really our favorite cup of tea. Can we have some milk in it, please? Yes. And where's the biscuit? Nothing. Is that all? Only biscuit and tea. Nothing else. Austerity is not something that is natural to us. But we can see that it is part of Krishna's plan, because why are there seasons? Why is it not always nice weather? Why does it get cold? It's cooled down a lot. I just came back, it's freezing. So I think winter is coming. And why are there winters? Krishna has made these arrangements for us. Why do we get hungry to a point where we go, I've got to eat something? Why? All these things are there where Krishna stimulates us. Krishna stimulates us. He pushes us through the three modes of material nature to somehow or other make an endeavor. We have to see that. This movement is a combination of these two things. On the one hand, it is the movement where you're expected to make an endeavor, and on the other hand, it's the movement of mercy. But none cheat mercy without endeavors. All endeavor has to be made. But then, in the end, after the endeavor has been made, after we've tried and we fall short, then there's mercy. And that is natural. You know, if someone comes to me and say, give me something, then I may or I may not, but I'm not so inclined. But if somebody has really done something, you know, extraordinary, oh, yeah, then I'll go looking for that person to give that person something. That's my nature. And that's everybody's nature. We recognize that someone has made a special effort. One story that I like very much is when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, then he disappeared. And he wasn't alone. Chandrasekhar Acharya also went with him. He's also known as Acharya Ratna. And he was also gone. So they were gone, and it was the third day, and the devotees, they were living only by the rope of hope, that he might return. And then Chandrasekhar came back. And they asked him, what happened? Where is the Lord? Chandrasekhar said, I cannot say. And then the devotees got heavy. And they said, what do you mean, I cannot say? You must say. So finally, he said,
he covered his mouth, though, with his hand, and said, the Lord took sannyas.
What? Everyone understood it. Sannyas? How is this? But then, Acharya Ratna said, but Lord Nityananda sends me with a message for Advaita Acharya. And everyone said, what is it? What is it? And then Acharya Ratna said to Advaita Acharya, Nityananda says that somehow or other, by hook or by crook, he will bring the Lord to your house. And Advaita Acharya started jumping up and down, and again he was saying, Nityananda, Nityananda, what a friend, what a friend. He has conquered me. So, yeah. So we recognize it in ourselves also. So everybody says, I'm your friend. Yes, yes. Everyone says, I'm your friend. Yes, you are my friend. But if you do something extraordinary, then you conquer me. So this element is there. We also need to be conquered. If we're not conquered, then after a while we get bored. So Krishna also must be conquered. There is no way around it altogether. And then there's mercy. But still, he has to be conquered. So this is our spiritual life. We make that effort. So we are here again, preparing now for our Rath Yatra. It is our offering. Our offering to Lord Jagannath. We make the whole arrangement for his pleasure. Chariots are being painted for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. So many arrangements will be there, so many tents, so much prasadam, so many things. Soon Bhakti Mark Swami will arrive and the play starts again. Like this. All the arrangements are about to unfold for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. And of course, Lord Jagannath is closely connected with Lord Chaitanya. He's particularly the deity that is here for this age, the deity that reaches out to the most fallen and can engage anyone and everyone. Therefore, the most important thing of Rath Yatra is that we reach out to so many people, somehow or other. That is the real thing, that the mercy goes to so many people. That's because that's the most pleasing to Lord Jagannath. Then, yes, it's also for us. It is our nourishment. It is there for us to strengthen ourselves, to take inspiration. It is also for that. But that inspiration must translate in mercy. There's no doubt about it. Somehow or other, in distributing mercy. Because that is the only way to increase the mercy, by distributing the mercy. So that's the real purpose of our festival. To draw the attention of so many people. That is the true purpose. Because nothing is more pleasing to Lord Jagannath. Of course it's pleasing to Lord Jagannath when we chant Hare Krishna. Of course. But it is more pleasing to Lord Jagannath when a new person comes who never chanted and now starts chanting. Absolutely. So that we have to also see. So all these things, all these festivals are not just festivals. Yesterday, Ram Navami, Ratayatra coming. These are not just celebrations for us, but these are opportunities to please the Lord. And that will make all the difference. That will be at the end when, you know, our performance is weighed. And at the end of life, there are some scales. Suddenly you stand in front of these scales and whatever you've done is there on one side of the scale. And on the other side, whatever you've done for Krishna, and on the other side of the scale are all the material desires. Which side is going to be the heavy side? That we have to understand. These scales will be there. And everything we've done in service for Krishna will be there. Everything. All the service. And of course, on the other side, all the times that just a little sense gratification. That's all on the other side of the scale. That's you can understand. So therefore, we must have that vision. Not that we just look at the here and now, but that long-term vision where we are appreciating that that scale will be there at the end of our life, and that we have whatever we do now. Now is the opportunity to put more weight on the spiritual side. That is our chance, basically. It's the same example as the two dogs that are fighting and which dog will win. And the one that you feed, it's the same thing. Which side of the scale are we going to put the weight? That's ultimately going to tip the balance one way or another. I'm thinking about that for myself. I'm not thinking about you because ultimately I'm completely selfish. And ultimately I want to go back to Godhead. And that's why I'm doing so many things. And then, okay, a few others as well want to come. But I definitely I'm not planning to stay here, I tell you that. No way. No way. I had enough, to be honest. Enough. The so-called enjoyment in this world is a nice little layer glossing things over, but the truth is not that. I have my penguin story, in case you don't remember, that's a very graphic story. For those who don't know my penguin story, I'm going to tell it to you now, and if you know it, then, you know, just close your eyes. But, you know, once we were on an excursion, and we're going in this bus towards the north of Europe, Scandinavia. So the tour organizers arranged videos, and we had polar bears and all kinds of those kind of animals, and then we had penguins. And, you know, then you have these emperor penguins, 1.25 meters tall. And, you know, then The ladies, they lay the eggs on the ice, and then both male and female take turns in sitting on those eggs. And they sit on these eggs for a long time. And then starts the long, cold, dark, polar night. And then the ladies go to the south.
And then it's the man. The man that sits on those eggs. And they sit on those eggs throughout the dark, polar winter night at minus 70, minus 80. Not moving, just sitting there, holding those eggs warm on that.
And then the springtime comes and the light returns. And because 6 months light, 6 months dark, the light returns and the sun is there. And now the penguins get off the eggs and they also, they join their wives who are somewhere on an island down south for the vacation. And the eggs remain behind alone. And there's hundreds of these eggs lying on the cold ice. Oh yes, and the sun is warming up the eggs. And then at one point, cracks start to appear in the eggs. And before you know it, so many little penguins come out. And they're all standing on the ice on their big flat feet. And the ice is sloping down towards the sea. And because they have these flat feet, they are like natural skis. And before you know it, they're skiing down the hill. And boy, they're having fun, hundreds of them all at the same time going down. And then they go towards the water and there is the edge and they go over the edge and they all dive in the air, about to plunge in the water. And suddenly from the water comes these huge teeth of a killer whale and he swallowed all my penguins. And I still go to a psychiatrist once a week to get over it. Oh my gosh. I mean, and ever since, you know, I've realized there is always, no matter how good it looks, under the surface there are the teeth, you know. And it's just sometimes they're there, you know. So yeah, just keeping that in mind, I've kind of said, well, the material energy, it's okay, it's nice. But not that nice that I want to stay here. Forget it. I'm getting out of here. That's the plan, at least. So, that's the spirit, and that's what this movement is for. And that's what we are doing it for.
Go away.
In the spiritual world, there are no flies.
Is there nothing on it? Then give it to me.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, how did Sanjaya receive the Divya Drishti, the divine vision? Is it mystic power, or is it a result of sincerely serving Vyasadeva? How about a combination of the two? I think the person who wrote the question knows the answer, because sincerely serving Vyasadeva was the reason, Vyasa Prasada Shuktavan, as a result of the mercy of Vyasadeva. Sanjaya received this divine vision. That is true. And which is a mystic power. So he received that because of serving the spiritual master. Yes. Is demigod worship sanctioned in the scripture according to Gita? Well, it is explained in the Gita that the ones who worship the demigods, they are alpamedasam. Alpamedasam means less intelligent. Alpa, they have little intelligence. Why is it so? Because demigod worship gives us temporary fruits. So why would we worship for temporary fruits? What good is that? So there's no point. No point. It's like if you're very close to the president of the country, can you also go and to the home ministry and stand in the queue and get your and apply for some permission? You can, but you can also pick up the phone and just call the president and say, yeah, it's okay, it's done. Yeah? So why would you go and stand in the queue if you are highly connected? So if we're connected to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why would we go to lower officers? The demigods are like the officers of the Supreme Lord. We don't need to go there. So the question is a question which is not fully understanding that Krishna is really the Supreme Lord. It is a story of a man who was a boatman in Bengal, and his job was that he had to, whenever the boat would have to go upstream, then with a rope, he was walking on the banks pulling the boat. And then of course the thorns, the sharp stones were in cutting his bare feet. So he was dreaming, and then he thought to himself, if I'll ever be rich, I will cover the whole bank of the Ganga in soft quilts. So then, when I can pull my boat, I won't hurt my feet. So, those who want to worship the demigods after having found Krishna, they're the same. They're thinking that they need to go to the lower agents, whereas they can go directly to the boss. They have an intimate connection with the Supreme Lord. There is no need for anyone else. Because the demigods, they are just abiding by the will of the Lord, by the will of Krishna. So we just turn to Krishna, see? So there's no need. The boatman doesn't need soft quilts on the banks if he becomes rich, because if he becomes rich, he doesn't need to pull no more boats. So in the same way, we don't need to worship the demigods anymore. Or but maybe we are attached because we used to worship the demigods. But that attachment must be given up. Thank you. How can we improve our chanting in Krishna consciousness? It's again these two elements. It's we try and then hope to attract some mercy. Spiritual life is like that. We try and then we hope that some mercy will come. And when the mercy comes, it gets better. Otherwise, how can we improve our chanting? Can't. Only when there's mercy of Krishna can we improve our chanting. What is an ideal meditation to absorb the mind in before Rati Yatra? The best thing to absorb the mind in before Rati Yatra is in the hands, and to do some practical service before Rati Yatra, because there's a lot to do. That's the best. Rather than to simply meditate, oh Jagannath, Jagannath. Better than that is to peel some potatoes, or to paint the chariot, or to do all these other things, or to help. That's the best. But for those who cannot do that, all right, they can meditate and like that. Because the Rati Yatra is the offering of many devotees. It's not one devotee. I mean, a Rati Yatra is the result of the service of many, many. All together, it can be done. So, there is always something to do. So, again, the ideal meditation to absorb the mind, actually, just when we do some service for Lord Jagannath, then automatically, it comes. So it's the time to do some service. That's what Jagannath's all about, doing some service. I don't know until what time I'm supposed to speak, until 5? Okay. Okay, maybe I'll sing, because I'm nothing more to say.
And you have lots of moments of water. Would you share something?